morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Tuesday, March 31st. I'm Charles Palkey with these news updates from around Wyoming. A Natrona County District Court judge is weighing whether a group of abortion access advocates can amend a related ongoing case. They're trying to add the Human Heartbeat Act, which went into effect earlier this month and bans abortion at around 6 weeks. Natrona County has already been hearing arguments around abortion-related legislation from last year. In that case, while litigation continues, a judge has temporarily paused laws relating to ultrasounds and building renovations for abortion clinics. The group of advocates wants to tack on the new law to that case to quickly restore access to care. But the state says it should be two different lawsuits since there's little carryover between the cases. The Natrona County judge said he'll make a decision by the end of the day. On Saturday afternoon, people gathered around the state in places like Cheyenne, Laramie, Lander, Cody, and Casper for a No Kings rally. In Jackson, hundreds took to the town square. As Jackson Hole Community Radio's Evan Robinson Johnson reports, the mood remained festive despite a wide swath of frustrations with the Trump administration.
Oh yeah!
Live music kept the energy high for the third such protest since Trump's re-election. Returning demonstrators in the crowd of about 300 said there were fewer hecklers than at past rallies. Shirley Craighead's sign had the Woody Guthrie lyrics, "This land is your land, this land is my land."
We're right here with the first national park in the world, and we sure hope that we can keep them, but we can't if the present administration stays in.
Protesters also wanted Teton County Sheriff Matt Carr to stop working with federal immigration enforcers. Others were frustrated by the war in Iran and Republican support for Trump's agenda, especially from Wyoming's congressional delegation. For KHOL News, I'm Evan Robinson Johnson.
With the 2026 budget session over, lawmakers are preparing to spend the next 8 months in interim committees. The interim is the time between legislative sessions where lawmakers study topics and craft bills with public input. Wyoming Public Radio's Jordan Uplinger has more.
Over 250 topics were proposed by individual lawmakers to review during the interim. Over the last month, committees narrowed that 250-plus number down to a short list of priorities. Those included a study into electricity generation, reviews of the Wyoming Business Council, how AI affects education, and a review focused on trapping. On Wednesday, committees will go before the Management Council with a requested budget and number of days for work on those priorities. Committee dates and times will become available on wyoledge.com. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Jordan Uplinger.
Salt lakes across the West are shrinking, from Utah's Great Salt Lake to smaller ones in the Great Basin. A new book explores why these unusual landscapes matter more than many people realize, as the Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel has more.
Writer Caroline Tracy spent years visiting salt lakes around the world for her new book, Salt Lakes, An Unnatural History. She says some of the most urgent stories are unfolding in our region.
Salt lakes are impacted by a mixture of water diversions and climate change. So for decades, humans have been diverting the rivers that lead to the lakes for a lot of alfalfa and other crops.
Tracy says that's happening at the Great Salt Lake. As it shrinks, exposed lake bed can send toxic dust into nearby communities and threaten brine shrimp and millions of migratory birds. Her reporting also connects Western lakes to disasters like the Aral Sea in Central Asia, where water diversions turned a vast inland sea into toxic dust. Tracy says protecting salt lakes in the West means rethinking water use. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
An energy company based in Utah has discovered the first commercially viable blind geothermal system in the U.S. in decades. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez reports, a recent surprise finding in the Nevada desert could provide enough energy to power a small city or data centers in the future.
Geothermal energy is typically found near geysers or volcanoes. These don't exist in the Southwest. A blind site is where there's no previously known energy source. That's why Salt Lake City-based company Zangskar is calling its 100-megawatt find in the Nevada desert the Big Blind. Aubrey Durrell with Zangskar says this geothermal discovery is considered a base load source of energy because it's always on and available.
If we can get geothermal energy to make up a significant portion of the Western U.S. power supply, then yes, I see this impacting customers by providing that base load source of energy.
Zangskar has other sites where there were previously known energy sources in Nevada and one in New Mexico. The company is also exploring Arizona, Utah, and Idaho. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Yvette Fernandez.
And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. The Bighorn High School speech and debate team has transformed in less than a decade to multi-year state champions. The Sheridan Press reports the team started with just two students. This year's state meet capped off their fourth straight win. They won all but one of their meets this season. The Jackson Hole Boys Alpine Skiing Team has also wrapped up an impressive streak. The Jackson Hole News and Guide reports the team has taken the state title for 15 straight years. This season, they won every single meet, too. The Laramie Outdoor Scene has been featured on a show about backcountry foods. The Laramie Boomerang reports Steve Corso runs Outdoor Eats TV, which showcases real meals with real food that people can make while they're recreating. In the latest season of the show, Laramie's variety of outdoor adventure areas, local businesses, and people take center stage. Corso spends time with the trail fairies to do some trail maintenance and goes rock climbing with a local family. Each outing ends with a delicious meal prepared by the chef. And Wyoming River Trips in Cody has been named to Newsweek's Reader's Choice Best Whitewater Rafting 2026 list. The company was highlighted for its focus on community. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. We all know that Wyoming has 23 counties. How many counties were there when Wyoming was established as a territory? Send us your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll give a shout-out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, Wyoming Public Radio got its start 60 years ago. Where on the University of Wyoming campus was the original home of its broadcast studios? Radio station KUWR got its start in 1966 and was originally based in a tiny space in the tower atop the Student Union. Broadcasting at just 10 watts, the odds were you couldn't really hear it much beyond campus, let alone the statewide reach WPR has these days from its current studios in Knight Hall. Congratulations to Frank Woods, who was the first person with the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Have a great day and join me again tomorrow.